TZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Authorities have discovered a shipment of cocaine at a warehouse in Durban. It's understood the consignment arrived through the port. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks is at the warehouse on South Coast Road.
Several containers have been pulled out for processing in the warehouse's docks. Inside are countless bags labeled as Brazilian beans, but instead of beans, 8 large bags of cocaine were discovered inside one of the containers. Each bag weighed between 20 and 30 kilograms. We've been told that the drugs were transported to the Durban harbour from South America. The value of the drugs is estimated at 86.5 million rand. Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio Newswatch, South Coast Road.
The National Financial Ombuds Scheme South Africa has urged consumers to be extra vigilant about their financial choices during the festive season. The watchdog recovered more than 160 million rand this year on behalf of aggrieved consumers of life insurance and other financial products. The NFO is an independent body that resolves complaints brought by consumers against South African financial institutions. Spokesperson Johan Brouwer says consumers need to make informed financial decisions to resist the urge to overspend or rely on credit for holiday purchases.
Consumers are under a lot of pressure to spend more money than they usually spend. So as an office, we're just saying, please make wise choices so that you don't go into the new year overly indebted. And also sometimes because you're looking for deals, you fall victim to people who are preying on vulnerable consumers who are looking to find some deal, and then they land up falling victim to fraud. So to take extra precaution to ensure that you're dealing with legitimate merchants when you're purchasing and when you're buying things on credit.
eThekwini Municipality says residents of Hammersdale, west of Durban, should be able to turn their lights on again by Wednesday. Residents have been in the dark for over a week after a substation suffered a circuit breaker failure. The city says their investigations found severe damage to the main transformer panel, meaning it could not be returned to service immediately. Resident Dumelo Mulefe says they feel let down.
We have many needs that require electricity. The municipality doesn't care that our food is getting spoiled in the fridges. We have elders who take medication that needs to be refrigerated. We cannot do anything. We are not being updated. We don't even know what is wrong with the power supply.
And thousands of Volkswagen workers have gone on strike in Germany in an escalating industrial dispute. They've walked out over management plans to make huge cuts. VW has been hit hard by high manufacturing costs at home, a stuttering shift to electric vehicles, and tough competition in key market China. The VW Group, which owns 10 brands from Audi to Porsche, says it respects workers' rights and believes in constructive dialogue in a bid to reach a lasting solution that is collectively supported. Durban 26 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 30, Richards Bay 31.
And here's what's coming up in your sport. Pep Guardiola under huge pressure as his side go winless in 7 matches. Comrades Marathon entry cap of 23,000 has been reached. And Lewis Hamilton out to end his Mercedes career on a high this weekend in Abu Dhabi.